was unscrupulous. He really was. Anyway, the corridor was all linoleum and all, and you could hear his goddamn footsteps coming right towards the room. I don't even remember where I was sitting when he came in, at the window or in my chair or his. I swear, I can't remember. He came in griping about how cold it was out. Then he said, "Where the hell is everybody? It's like a goddamn morgue around here." I didn't even bother to answer him. If he was so goddamn stupid not to realize it was Saturday night and everybody was out or asleep or home for the weekend, I wasn't going to break my neck telling him. He started getting undressed. He didn't say one goddamn word about Jane. Not one. Neither did I. I just watched him. All he did was thank me for letting him wear my houndstooth. He hung it up on a hanger and put it in the closet. Then, when he was taking off his tie, he asked me if I'd written his goddamn composition for him. I told him it was over on his goddamn bed. He walked over and read it while he was unbuttoning his shirt. He stood there, reading it, and sort of stroking his bare chest and stomach with this very stupid expression on his face. He was always stroking his stomach or his chest. He was mad about himself. All of a sudden, he said, "For Christ's sake, Holden, this is about a goddamn baseball glove." "So what?" I said. Cold as hell. "What do you mean, so what? I told you it had to be about a goddamn room or a house or something." "You said it had to be descriptive. What the hell's the difference if it's about a baseball glove?" "God damn it!" He was sore as hell. He was really furious. "You always do everything back-asswards." He looked at me. "No wonder you're flunking the hell out of here," he said. "You don't do one damn thing the way you're supposed to. I mean it, not one damn thing." "All right, give it back to me then," I said. I went over and pulled it right out of his goddamn hand. Then I tore it up. "What the hell'd you do that for?" he said. I didn't even answer him. I just threw the pieces in the wastebasket. Then I lay down on my bed, and we both didn't say anything for a long time. He got all undressed, down to his shorts, and I lay on my bed and lit a cigarette. You weren't allowed to smoke in the dorm, but you could do it late at night when everybody was asleep or out and nobody could smell the smoke. Besides, I did it to annoy Stradlater. It drove him crazy when you broke any rules. He never smoked in the dorm. It was only me. He still didn't say one single solitary word about Jane. So finally I said, "You're back pretty goddamn late if she only signed out for 9:30. Did you make her be late signing in?" He was sitting on the edge of his bed, cutting his goddamn toenails when I asked him that. "Couple of minutes," he said. "Who the hell signs out for 9:30 on a Saturday night?" God, how I hated him. "Did you go to New York?" I said. "You're crazy? How the hell could we go to New York if she only signed out for 9:30? "That's tough." He looked up at me. "Listen," he said, "if you're going to smoke in the room, how about going down to the can and do it? You may be getting the hell out of here, but I have to stick around long enough to graduate." I ignored him. I really did. I went right on smoking like a madman. All I did was sort of turn over on my side and watched him cut his damn toenails. What a school. You were always watching somebody cut their damn toenails or squeeze their pimples or something. "Did you give her my regards?" I asked him. "Yeah." The hell he did, the bastard. "What'd she say?" I said. "Did you ask her if she still keeps all her kings in the back row?" "No, I didn't ask her. What the hell you think we did all night? Play checkers, for Christ's sake?" I didn't even answer him. God, how I hated him. "If you didn't go to New York, where'd you go with her?" I asked him after a little while. I could hardly keep my voice from shaking all over the place. Boy, was I getting nervous. I just had a feeling something had gone funny. He was finished cutting his damn toenails. So he got up from the bed in just his damn shorts and all and started getting very damn playful. He came over to my bed and started leaning over me and taking these playful-as-hell socks at my shoulder. "Cut it out," I said. "Where'd you go with her if you didn't go to New York?" "Nowhere. We just sat in the goddamn car." He gave me another one of those playful, stupid little socks on the shoulder. "Cut it out," I said. "Whose car?"
"Ed Bankey's."
Ed Bankey was the basketball coach at Pensy. Old Stradlater was one of his pets, because he was the center on the team, and Ed Bankey always let him borrow his car when he wanted it. It wasn't allowed for students to borrow faculty guys' cars, but all the athletic bastards stuck together. In every school I've gone to, all the athletic bastards stick together. Stradlater kept taking these shadow punches down at my shoulder. He had his toothbrush in his hand, and he put it in his mouth. "What'd you do?" I said. "Give her the time in Ed Bankey's goddamn car?" My voice was shaking something awful. "What a thing to say. Want me to wash your mouth out with soap?" "Did you?" "That's a professional secret, buddy." This next part I don't remember so hot. All I know is I got up from the bed like I was going down to the can or something, and then I tried to sock him with all my might right smack in the toothbrush, so it split his goddamn throat open. Only I missed. I didn't connect. All I did was sort of get him on the side of the head or something. It probably hurt him a little bit, but not as much as I wanted. It probably would have hurt him a lot, but I did it with my right hand, and I can't make a good fist with that hand, on account of that injury I told you about.